In an escalation of tensions between Russia and the West, Moscow and Britain have contradicted each other over an alleged military incident in the Black Sea. Moscow's accused Britain of blatant provocation by allowing a warship to enter what it sees as Russian territorial waters off the coast of Crimea. But the British say it never happened, as Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley reports.
Is it Russian misinformation or a gesture of defiance by the British? The answer depends on who you ask. Moscow says the British warship came more than 3 kilometres into its territorial waters and it reacted, firing warning shots from the sea and dropping 4 bombs in the path of the destroyer. But no sooner had Russia released the information, the British Ministry of Defence was denying it, tweeting, "We believe the Russians were undertaking a gunnery exercise in the Black Sea. No shots were directed at HMS Defender, and we do not recognise the claim that bombs were dropped in her path." The British warship was off the coast of Crimea, which was annexed by Russia in 2014, but the international community still considers as Ukrainian territory. The BBC's defence correspondent, Jonathan Beale, was on board and says it was a deliberate route taken by the British Navy.
"We have just, on this ship, completed a transit through Crimea, Russian-occupied Crimea's territorial waters. This was a deliberate move by the Royal Navy warship HMS Defender on its way to Georgia. It said it was going through a recognised international shipping lane, but while it was carrying out this transit..." And there is... That is another Russian aircraft buzzing the warship here in the Black Sea.
Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman says it was blatant provocation. Sir Tony Brenton is a former British ambassador to Russia. He says the British Navy must have known it would provoke a strong reaction from Moscow.
"Well, I don't know. It could have been a mistake. It could have been a simple mistake, but that doesn't feel likely. They said they were in Ukrainian territorial waters, which is what Russia regards as Russian territorial waters. And they must have known that the Russians just a few years ago impounded a load of Ukrainian cargo ships for going anywhere near this region. They must have known that there was a likelihood of a very strong Russian response. I can't understand why they did it."
The alleged incident comes just 2 days after the announcement that Britain is to assist Ukraine with the design and build of warships and the construction of 2 new naval bases. This is Samantha Hawley in London reporting for AM.